It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A Dublin mother has received a six-month jail term for sending messages to Simon Harris, branding him a murderer and saying, "I hope somebody does something to your family." Now, 40-year-old Sandra Barry from Balgaddy in Dublin broke down when her case was heard at Dublin District Court yesterday. Her social media messages were described as having occurred during 3 minutes of madness. Anyway, she was annoyed. And Gardaí obtained a warrant to examine an account associated with this woman. And these are the messages that she sent to Simon Harris.
So before discussing this topic, I want you to all, because it's very hard for people to they disassociate themselves because it wasn't them that got the messages.
Correct.
And a lot of people don't like Simon Harris. And I get that completely. I get why some people wouldn't like him. I get why some people would be against his political decisions that he's made. But at the end of the day, above being a politician and above being a Taoiseach, he is
a father and a husband.
Mm-hmm. So we need everybody, because the amount of people saying, "Oh, it's just words, it's just hurty words." So I want to put yourself, I want you to put yourselves in the shoes of Simon Harris and getting these messages. Okay, so you're at home on a Friday evening with your family and you get these messages. What did they say, Adrian?
"What are you going to do about the attempted kidnapping of a child in Balgaddy by a foreigner? Bullet. You need a bullet. Bullet in the head you need. Blood on your hands, you murderer. F you," and with asterisks, "I hope somebody does something to your family." And she asked, "If one of his relatives was raped, would you sort the country out?" So,
by the way, that case, the Balgaddy case, we actually covered that. We had the exclusive on that on our podcast, and we spoke to the mother of one of the children, didn't we?
We did.
At the time. So that did actually happen. Now, can Harris be held responsible for everything that happens in the country?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. It's a ridiculous thing that one man can control the actions of every single person that's in the country. But those messages, again, just to be very
clear. Okay, so this lady actually spelled the word bullet wrong. And the court was told that she spelt it wrong intentionally so that it would circumvent online safety protocols.
So
So by not spelling bullet correctly, the algorithms didn't pick it up.
Oh, so she was that clever to be able to say that.
Yep.
Okay.
"So what are you going to do about the attempted kidnapping of a child in Dublin, Lucan, Balgaddy by a foreigner?"
Now, stop there. That is fine.
What are
fine.
You going to do?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. As the leader of the country, that is a fair question to ask him. What are you going to do to keep our children safe? So had it been left there at that,
End of.
I wouldn't have had a problem with that.
And then the next message is bullet, deliberately spelled wrong. "You need a bullet," deliberately spelled wrong. "Bullet in the head you need. Blood on your hands, you murderer. F you. I hope somebody does something to your family." And she asked, "If one of his relatives was raped, would you sort the country out?" Now, as Jeremy said, I mean, it's giving that one individual politician an awful lot of credit for being the man who sorts absolutely everything in Ireland out. He's not. Even when he was Taoiseach for a short spell, he wasn't the man to sort absolutely every problem out. But the question that we're asking you is, did this woman deserve a six-month jail sentence for that offence, for those threatening messages? Now, just to let you know, she has appealed the sentence. She is out on bail. But at this moment, she has been sentenced.
But she pled guilty.
Yeah, she pled guilty and she's been sentenced to 6 months in prison. Now, she's apologised, blah, 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 blah. She described it as 3 minutes of madness. We're asking, do you believe a 6-month sentence is appropriate for somebody who makes such vile, sends such vile messages? Bullet. You need a bullet. A bullet in your head you need. Blood on your hands, you murderer.
And I don't want to make this about me because it's not about me, but when this came up in the court case, I went through all them. As you know, I had a stalker.
You did?
Nearly 7 years ago. And I still have all the evidence that my stalker sent me. At the time, because until you have received, a lot of you listening to this have probably never received nasty messages, so you can't really relate to it. Adrian, on several occasions, and by the way, because of the job we do, we know that we're going to wind people up the way. We know we're hated. I know if I drop dead tomorrow, there'll be people cheering, and there'll be people cheering if you did as well. And we get that. But it should never be acceptable. And for anybody to say, yeah, for anybody to say that it's part of the job, any job, whether you're a podcaster or
a politician
or whatever the case may be,
you need a bullet. Bullet in the head you need.
So I want to read out, and then my stalker at the time, now it did go to court and all that, my stalker at the time sent thousands of messages. I'm going to show Adrian one of them that, and it was when this message was sent to me that my wife said, enough is enough, let's go to the police. So I want Adrian you to read out the message that she, so my stalker at the time thought my son's name was Aaron for some reason. It's not Aaron, but read out the message.
Jeremy Dixon, maybe you want to watch your son, Aaron, that he doesn't get kidnapped and killed, man.
Oh.
So I just want you to put your... Yeah, you didn't know about that message.
No, I didn't actually.
And by the way, for those of you, if you're watching this podcast, I'll put it up on the screen so you can actually see it. There it is. It's a real message that was sent on Twitter. And I want to talk to you for a second about the evening that we got that message. So if you can see the time... Give out the time, the date and stuff like that. It was actually longer than I thought. It was 10 years ago.
Okay, so this was sent on the 12th of July, 2015, at 5:20 in the evening. Maybe you want to watch your son, Aaron, that he doesn't get kidnapped and killed, man.
So he was quite young at that stage.
He was only a nipper at that stage.
And I remember to this day getting that message. I was at home, 5:20 in the evening, and that message came through. And for those of you... who think that they're just hearty words and that words don't mean anything. I mean, there was some absolute...
But yeah, no, I read somebody earlier on saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me, which is an expression that we've all been brought up on.
Yeah.
But
everybody has a breaking point when it comes to words, okay? And that was my breaking point there, because I had a newborn baby at home and I had this absolute psychopath saying that I don't want to watch my son, that he doesn't get kidnapped and killed. Now... She was very clever in the way she worded it. She didn't say, I'm going to do it. But it was a warning and a threat, nevertheless. There were other people saying on our Facebook page earlier that nobody should ever be arrested or charged for just words, only if they act upon them. Now, my argument to that would be, if I said right now, I'm going into the city centre with a gun tomorrow and I'm going to shoot a load of people, that's just words. Mm. Are you trying to say that I shouldn't be arrested until I actually go in and commit that act? That's too fucking late, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
That's done.
Okay, so the bottom line is...
And that's the reason I brought that up, is because when that message came through, myself and my wife got very upset by it. As you can imagine. We hope your son doesn't get kidnapped and killed. Just like the message that Harris got. And she said, enough is enough. We need to fucking do something about this. And we were really, really upset about getting that. So unless you've ever got a message like that about you or your family, yeah, you don't know what it's like. Mm. You really don't know what it was like. And I'm telling you now, had I known when that message went through, had I known where that person lived, I now do know where that person lives. Had I known at the time where that individual lived, well, you know what I would have done. I would have been in that car straight away over to the house and dragged that scumbag out by the scruff of her neck, yeah, for threatening to kidnap and kill my son.
Okay, now... A few messages have come in about this. And it says, sorry you got a message like that, Jeremy, but with all due respect, this isn't about you, and there's a difference between one moment of rage and months of this. And you did go through months of messages from this woman, yeah?
There's no but. There's absolutely no but.
No, but these messages to Simon Harris happened over 3 minutes. Not 3 months.
Oh, yeah, but I don't agree with that whole... And that came up in court about the whole moment of rage and stuff like that. But that's like saying, Most people who commit murder is in a moment of rage. Yeah.
Yes. A lot of the time we tend not to forgive that.
A lot of the time it's not. So are you saying that? Because Jess, if you're talking about moment of rage, Jess, if someone cheats on their partner, it's a moment of weakness. Would you agree?
Yep.
So is that forgivable? If anybody's partner turned around, Adrian, if your partner turned around to you and said, I was out last night with the girls, but I cheated on you, but it was a moment of madness. It was just a moment. It was three minutes. Does that make it any less a crime? No, it doesn't. So don't come at me with that bollocks about it was only a moment.
Okay, so let me ask you then, do you think that the woman who sent those messages...
Longer.
Bullet,
longer.
You need a bullet. Bullet in the head you need. Blood on your hands, you murderer. F you. I hope somebody does something to your family. And she asked, if one of his relatives was raped, would you sort the country out?
Once you cross whatever about threat, and by the way, that stalker that I had, you know, there were threats coming in for ages and ages and ages, and they were about me. Well, you cross a line when you bring family into it. And that's when your woman brought my family into it. That was it.
OK, you and in this case, line. I hope somebody does something to your family.
Yeah. Now, that's not her saying directly,
nope.
But it's threatening enough. So... I'm saying enough.
Jess!
Can't come on, lads, but he knows he's not liked. He knows he's not a liked man. So why is he acting surprised when people are saying these kind of things about him? Should your woman Sandra have gone to prison? Absolutely not. There's way worse people walking around who are allowed to walk free, by the way. There's loads of people, like the amount of pedophiles who get to walk free. But she is getting put in jail because of a few hurty words and poor Simon Harris's ego can't take it. No, just stop. Unless someone actually commits an act of violence against him, he'd want to grow a thick fucking skin. Like I said, it's a tough game. You can't be getting offended every time someone calls you this, that and the other.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Afternoon, guys.
Well, Lorraine, is a six-month jail term a warranted sentence for somebody who branded Simon Harris a murderer and said he needs a bullet in the head?
What she said is vile. I'm not condoning what that woman said. What she said was vile. But here's a question for you, Jeremy. As you said, you had that went through that horrific experience yourself, and your stalker was in jail. If that had been me that got them death threats, do you honestly God think the person down the other end of that computer is getting a 6 month spot because it's Simon Harris? Okay. They make an example out of it?
No. I can't go into the reasons why. Well, I can go into the reasons why that in my case the stalker wasn't jailed for those messages is because there was mental health issues going on there, and like many cases in the news now, defense solicitors and barristers,
it's always mental
they
health
do
it's
the mental,
mental health.
They, not fit to stand trial but fit enough to threaten your child. So
yeah, that's sick. It's vile. If someone is doing that behind a computer, I am not condoning it. It is vile. It is sick. It's disgusting, right? But at the same time, as I said, if that had happened to me, say that woman did it to me, do you honestly God think she was going to get 6 months?
That's a good question. If you look at the case, Jeremy's case,
that's what I'm saying. Because it's Simon Harris.
No.
I
would argue with you.
Sure, I'm a nobody.
That Jeremy's case was treated in the exact same way.
I'm a nobody.
With the same seriousness.
I'm a nobody, Lorraine, and my case was in the headlines of the paper. You can Google it if you don't believe it. It was all.
I remember your case.
So literally, I'm not.
You're not a nobody. Well, I am an actual nobody, right? I am a nobody.
Well, I'm a nobody. Right? I'm a nobody as well. But it was a big case.
The point I'm trying to make, Lorraine, and I know what you're trying to get at here, is Jeremy's case was treated the exact same way and with the same seriousness as Simon Harris's case was, because they were threatening messages sent from one
Lorraine,
person
my
to
wife,
another.
My wife stood in the dock to give evidence, and she cried her eyes out in the dock.
I say it's horrific.
In front of the judge.
Jeremy, I'm not condoning anything that was said. I am not condoning the woman for threatening Simon Harris. I'm not condoning it. I think it's sick. It's disgusting. You don't threaten another human being. But was he ever actually in danger?
Okay.
Unlike you, you had a stalker. Is he actually anything? Was he actually ever in danger? Or were these just
Well, that's a very good question, Lorraine.
That doesn't matter, Lorraine.
No,
I could say to Lorraine, I could say to you, Lorraine, we could have a big row, yeah? And I could say, and I could say to you now, I hope your house gets petrol bombed tonight, okay? Now, you may, that may be an idle threat that I'm giving to you. You don't know if you're in danger or not, but I can tell you now, you'd be sleeping in the house tonight with one eye open and you would be terrified. Threats are threats. And saying, okay, it's obviously not a direct threat. She didn't say in the messages, I want to put a bullet in your head, Simon. But by saying, I hope that it happens, I think that's, and I mean, that's why, if you look at the, again, the message from my stalker, the exact words are, maybe you'd want to watch your son that he doesn't get kidnapped and killed. Ha ha.
And that's exactly the same as what this message said. I hope somebody does something to your family. Okay? So it's not the person making a direct threat, but hoping somebody actually does carry out something nasty against his family. Just back to this lady, Sandra Barry. Lorraine, did she deserve a 6-month prison sentence? Now, she's not in prison at the moment.
Will she ever get the 6-month prison sentence? As you said, she's appealing. Is she ever actually going to end up behind bars?
That's a good question. I mean, time will tell.
Okay, but even if she doesn't, I think the fact that
is it going to stop other people from doing it?
I think it might. Like, I mean, you had your man Balaclava, man, that made the threat against, and that was an even more vicious threat. That made a good threat against Mary Lou McDonald last year. Remember your man with the big hole in the Balaclava?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Clown of a yoke.
Yeah.
And again, it turned out that, like a lot of these people, they're social misfits. They live in a house on their own. They've nothing to do. They sit on their laptops all day and on their phones. We need to start making examples. And in fact, my case was one of the first.
You can make examples out of everyone, Jeremy, but it's never going to stop it.
No, the problem is people have become too used to getting away
with
things on social media. That someone called me on Twitter yesterday, who was disagreeing with me about Enoch Burke, yeah, and said you're a paedophile and you should not be let near any children. That's exactly that's exactly what his point. Now, obviously, it's not true, but the fact that people are
feels that they can make statements like that with absolute impunity online.
But every time somebody puts a bad word or said something, say tomorrow, as you said, Jeremy, me and you have a row, and I turn around and call you a paedophile.
Yeah.
Right. Does that mean then you can go to the guards, get me arrested, and throw me in jail?
Well, you could for slander.
Yeah, that's slander. So no, that'd be a civil case. You couldn't be locked
up. Yeah, but you know what I'm trying to say. Are you going to go after absolutely everybody that says something horrific on the internet? As I said, I'm not condoning what the woman said. It's horrific. It's disgusting. You don't say that about people. But at the same time, was he ever actually in danger? Was there ever any advisable threat on the man?
Was my son ever in danger then? Let me ask you that question, because that came up in the court case that we had. I think the defence were asking. The defence in my case tried to suggest that my son was never in danger. Mm. And my wife's retort to that was, when she was being cross-examined, was, you don't fucking know, because she didn't curse, but you don't know that. You cannot tell me for a fact that my son was not in danger. And they
Jeremy, how long would you have given her?
The
woman in your case, unfortunately, got off. That was wrong.
Yeah.
Right? She got off on mental health issues. As you said, that's the new phrase word everyone uses now. It's a new word. I want to get off on that, and I have mental health. I am nuts. Yeah.
I'm not
taking the piss out of anyone's mental health before someone texts in and says, Lorraine's taking the piss. I'm not.
Are you saying what sentence I think my stalker should have been given, or that woman, Barry? Which one?
Both.
Okay, but it's not fair to talk about my own case because I'm invested in it. So obviously I would have loved to see her go down for 5 years, but that's because it affected me. This other woman, I think the sentence that was given is fair enough because it sets a precedent. I mean, she was crying.
Are they going to ban her from social media? Are they going to ban her from phones? What's going to stop her from doing it when she gets back out of prison?
Nothing whatsoever, except the fear of going back to prison again. But again, you believe that what she said online to Simon Harris is wrong. You don't believe she deserves any prison time.
I don't think six months, because you're never going to, they can throw 6 months around. As you said, she's out now. She's not even in prison. She's appealing it. So is she even going to end up in prison? Ban her from all social media, ban her from everything. Like, maybe go down that route with her.
Okay, but again, you obviously believe that the prison sentence is a little bit over the top.
The prison sentence to me is not going to do one. It's not going to deter her from doing that. It's not going to stop every single keyboard warrior that's going around threatening everybody.
No, but Lorraine, if you look at it, it changes the way things are done. And if you, I'm sorry, to Kathleen, you listen to what I said. Kathleen says the difference is Jeremy Stalker didn't get 6 months. What's the difference? I've just told you the difference, Kathleen.
You've just told it, you don't have to go back in.
No, but I do. For some people, her defence were able to say that she wasn't fit to stand trial, and that's why it collapsed. Now
it stopped, though, didn't it, Jeremy?
No, it did stop because they seized all her phones that she was using and all that, and then they had her address. But if you look at drink driving, 20 years ago, drink driving was socially acceptable. Everybody did, well, not everybody, but a lot of people did it. And then people started getting arrested and people started losing their license and people started getting named in the papers. And slowly but surely, that changed. It changed. People's attitude towards drink driving changed. And with the onset of social media in the last 10, 15 years, people say things to you on social media that they wouldn't dare say to you.
No, they're all keyboard warriors.
Yeah, and we need to change that. We need to put the message out there that if you send someone a message saying, I hope you get your head blown off, or I'm going to go to a mosque tonight and throw a petrol bomb at a mosque, that will have consequences. That's all that it's saying.
Because people believe, as Jeremy said, people believe they have a God-given right to say whatever they want online. And as Jeremy said, they wouldn't ever dare say any of these things to your face.
Because if she had come up to me, if my stalker had come up to me, that day, and said, and let me read out the message again, and said, I hope your son gets kidnapped and gets killed, I would have put her in hospital. And rightfully so.
I know you would have, rightly so.
Yeah. And again, if that woman had come up to Simon Harris at some launch or whatever and said, you need a bullet, to the head, she would have been arrested there and then.
That's the difference. She's sitting behind the keyboard. My point to this is I don't agree with what she did. I don't. And I think it's disgusting. You don't threaten somebody's life. But as I said, what's going to stop her from coming back out? Going to prison again? Why not just take her phones off or ban her from everything else? Go down that route. She's already been named and shaved in the paper. So anyone that knows her or knows about her knows what she's done. So why not just ban her from going near social media, ban her from everything else? That she can have no contact with anybody.
Stay there for 1 second, Lorraine, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Do you think a 6 month prison sentence is appropriate in the case of this woman, Sandra Barry, who sent messages to Simon Harris on the 30th of August? Bullet. You need a bullet. Bullet in the head you need. You've blood on your hands, you murderer. F you. I hope somebody does something to your family and asks if one of his relatives was raped, would you sort the country out? They're the message that lady sent. Let me go to Elizabeth. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Elizabeth?
Oh, I'm doing great. That message was horrible.
Absolutely horrible,
Oh, wow. I believe, because I'm American. I grew up American, but I'm here now. I believe in freedom of speech. I do. I wholeheartedly, you should be able to say whatever you want. However, there is no such thing as freedom of consequence. Freedom of consequence is not the same thing. You can say what you like, and I've heard people say some vile, horrible things. However, you should have actionable consequences to that statement. I'm sorry. She should, maybe the 6 months might have been a little harsh. If she's never done anything in the past, if she's been a good citizen up until then, maybe they could have given her a suspended sentence or community service or something like that, or a fine. However, honestly, people should get, precedents should be made. This is, social media is now at an all-time high. Things that people say, can reach across the world.
But the argument that a lot of people are making is that old expression, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. In other words, they were only words typed on a phone or typed on a keyboard. And in reality, those words aren't going to harm Simon Harris at all.
But you don't know that.
Sorry, they can.
You don't know that.
By the way, they can cause worse. They can cause emotional harm. My wife was emotionally traumatized after those messages.
Exactly.
Were you sick?
Exactly. Your poor wife. She is taking care of your children. She is being the person she should be, and to be exposed to that vitriol and that scaredness of someone might hurt your child, that is traumatic. And that, so that woman should never said that to her.
Okay, let me ask you then, Elizabeth. Do you believe that, and again, I'm not sure, I mean, there's been other examples of this happening. This woman isn't the only one who sent threatening and abusive and offensive messages online. But the judge jailed her for, well, handed down a sentence of 6 months in jail. Now, it hasn't happened yet because she's appealed the case. We don't know whether she will actually end up in jail after all of this. But that is the sentence that hangs over her right now. Do you think that is a warranted and justifiable sentence?
Actually, if that's what the judge deems necessary, if and he knows all the facts and we don't, we weren't in the room at the time, and it could have, there could have been extenuating circumstances to warrant that much of a sentence. Like, because honestly, I've seen people get, you know, fines and things like that in community service for cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is huge. And they get fined and 1,000 hours of community service, which that was appropriate at that time. But then if people do worse, then yeah, they get jail. I am not upset about a woman going to jail for opening their big trap and saying some vile, nasty things. People need to stop being so vile, and they don't even know you. You don't really know them.
Yeah, really, this is what this all comes down to, is this cesspit that is the online world, and people thinking that they have a God-given right to say what they want, to threaten what they want from behind a keyboard. And you could argue that a case like this is saying to people, no, you can't do this anymore. Yeah. No, it is not acceptable.
I love a good precedent case, something that actually starts like Megan's Law or Jessica's Law, things that, that start something. Something has to happen for people to react. They have to go, oh my goodness, this is horrible.
And the thing
is, you know what? People need to go to jail. How about that?
You're right, Elizabeth. And the thing is, the only people who think it's just hurty words are people who've never been affected by it, because everybody has a breaking point.
And, no, and just for the record, by the way,
do you remember what happened to me 11 years ago online? Do you remember that? The big Service Dogs Europe. Okay, Service Dogs Europe in Louth. I was one of the workers that blew the whistle that shut him down. I was one of the workers. Do you know that my information was published? People came to my door. They doxed me. I was threatened because I exposed someone that was selling sick puppies to disabled children, and they took his side because they didn't know the facts. So I was labeled a monster for trying to rip service dogs away from children in need. There was a man at my door, knocking on my door at all hours of the day. It happened several times, and I was doxed, and my life was in danger. I had to move. So I don't know what kind of crazies in other people's heads, but guess what? You don't either. And that's what's the problem. It could take someone a wild hair. Those people didn't even have a service dog. The people that showed up at my door weren't even connected to that organization. They didn't even know me or know the owner. They just heard the news story, saw what was going on social media, and decided to hunt me down like a dog because I was obviously the bad person in this. And then I was vindicated. I didn't do anything wrong. I was a whistleblower. I found something that was happening and I told the truth, and he got shut down. But I had to move. My husband at the time, he's my boyfriend. He actually moved me across the border into another country because my life was in danger. So I know this can happen.
Okay, so let me go back. You believe that something has to be done and examples need to be made of people who throw threats online with absolute impunity. You believe we need to make examples of people like this?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Freedom of speech is fine, but freedom of consequences should be a thing.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Elizabeth, if you can, please. Let me bring in Darren with his opinion.
Jeremy, no matter how shit you think it was for to get a message like that, it doesn't condone 6 months in jail. It's absolutely ridiculous. If that was a normal Joe Soap Centre, this wouldn't even be a case or a topic. But because Simon Harris, it was told to him, we have to protect the politicians. It's fucking sickening, so it is. And then you have paedophiles running free after having thousands of indecent images on their phone. Like, just how does it make sense that a paedophile with thousands of images gets away with no jail time, but yet a woman who threatens to kill someone
which she had no intention of, gets 6 months. Now you tell me how that's fair and how that's equal.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, I just wanted to make reference to something that actually happened in court when the judge was passing sentence. The judge refused to suspend the sentence because he'd considered all the options. The judge said she had considered all the options, and the court had to balance that with the contents of a victim impact statement. Now, and the evidence and evidence aggravated matters. The point being that there was a victim impact statement submitted on behalf of Simon Harris and his family.
And by the way, he didn't take the case. In case many of you,
yeah,
a person does not take a case against another person. It's the DPP. So
anyway, so a victim impact statement was presented to the court, but it wasn't read out in court. But this is from Simon Harris and his family, speaking as you just did, about the impact that those threats had on him and his wife and his children.
So that message that I got was 10 years ago, okay? And you would think that with time passing, but I still get emotional every time I... and I forgot I had those messages. I had them saved in a folder that was sent to the Gardaí at the time. And even 10 years on... and I'm sure you can hear it in my voice, I still get emotional thinking about it.
I don't blame you.
And by the way, Darren, I've said this to you till the cows come home. Two things can be wrong at the same time. Nobody caught with sexual child images on their computer should be walking the streets ever. They should be locked up for life, okay? I don't understand how those people are let off, but they're two different court cases, two different judges, probably two different sets of evidence. This particular woman, Miss Barry, had eight previous convictions since 2019, mainly for road traffic offences and one for drug possession as well. I don't know the inside and out, the insides of the law and how they work exactly, but I agree with you, Darren. And people always use that as an argument when anybody gets locked up or something.
No, he got off, so it's not fair that she got sentenced.
How come pedos get off? Pedos shouldn't get off. But two wrongs don't make a right. And two things can be wrong at the same time. It's wrong to send somebody threats, and it's absolutely wrong for someone to have sexual child images on their computer. Both are wrong.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? Very serious case, this, actually. And, you know, look, listen, nobody should be going around with that. With, you know, I call it heavy threats. Look, listen, it's not nice for anybody to be sending stuff like that to anybody. You know, and I'd agree with that straight away. You know what I mean? And obviously, look, Jeremy is wrong, actually. Simon Harris would have had to make a complaint, and then the DPP follow it through.
Yes.
So he would have had to make a complaint. So the DPP just didn't pick this up.
No, he did not take the case.
No, he did. Of course he did.
No,
he made a complaint.
Yeah, but
he did. So
well, what I'm trying to tell you is he would have initiated the complaint.
Yeah.
Of course he would have.
It's up to the DPP.
The DPP just didn't pick this out.
They decide whether or not to pursue the case or not. Okay.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree with you. But what I'm saying is, yeah, Simon Harris obviously made
He was right.
I'm not saying that. Well, you said that the DPP took it. No. Simon Harris made the complaint, and then the DPP took it. Look, what I'm saying is, and Darren is spot on there, and I was going to say, now, I just want to bring you back there, guys, back a while ago, and you were saying there about what your man with Mary Lou, and I want to bring you back to a case there. Remember this guy there? He was telling them, I'm going to kill you, Irish. I'm going to cut you babies up. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
He was walking the streets. Now, you remember that guy. He was making threats to the Irish people online, all over. Everybody had it on social media. This lunatic crackerjack was walking the streets making this, and the Gardaí done fuck all about it. Absolutely fucking nothing. Then he went down to County Meath, and a few of the boys took it into their own hands and gave him a fucking hiding. And he was arrested for his own safety. I'll never forget it. Now, here's the thing about
Let's just remind people for that. So this was during the summer. I remember seeing a video at the time. So it was on TikTok. So let's just, for context, let's read it out. So this is back in May 2025. A man has been arrested in relation to online videos in which explicit threats were made to Irish people that he's going to slice their babies and children. That video was horrific. The individual, who appeared to be a homeless foreign national, posted a video on TikTok of himself making the threat. The post was circulated on TikTok, so on and so forth. And it goes on about it was said. Now, he was arrested, according to...
He was, and he was let out, Jeremy. He was let out. So he was arrested, and he was subsequently let out straight away because he was videoed online walking around the streets again. Now, but my point is, Jeremy and Adrian is, and I'll tell you this.
Is he back out?
Sorry, no, he's back in again. But he was back out. He was arrested over that.
Sorry to cut across you, John. He would have been released on bail, like everybody is released on bail.
But here's the thing. Who needs a crackerjack like that, Adrian, as I'm saying, walking around? What I'm saying is, Adrian, there's different, as and Jeremy pointed out rightfully, there's different cases and there is different circumstances. And do I think Mrs. Barty is a threat to the public? No, I fucking don't. Do I think crackerjack is? Yes, I fucking do. So what I'm saying is, and this is my point, guys, Mrs. Barty, I don't think is a threat to me or you or anybody else. Oh, she said a few shitty things, and I get that.
She didn't make any threats against you, though, John.
No, but what I'm saying is she shouldn't. Look, I'm about to tell you already, Jeremy, our agents, she shouldn't have done it. And I get that. It was a fucking stupid thing to do. But what I'm saying is, this is, again, the way the shitty law that we have in this country works. You know, you're letting out, as Darden said, and Jeremy said, fucking paedophile should be never let out. And this crackerjack is walking around. I'd feel safer when Barry walking around than this crackerjack.
Again, John, I'm going to say to you again, this lady didn't make any threats towards you. That. Towards
absolutely.
You. She made specific threats against Simon Harris.
Do you actually think, and this is, Adrian, back to the start of the programme when you said, do you warrant a sentence? Do you think this is warranted? No, I don't. No, I fucking don't. Because I tell you what.
Elizabeth, let me bring you back in there. He doesn't believe that it is a warranted sentence.
He's never been a victim of this. You're talking to your arse because you've never been a victim.
How am I?
Because
hold on for a minute, Jeremy.
You've never been a victim of it.
Look, there was a difference, and I heard your case, and I'm very sorry for what happened. I really am, and I remember the case.
You probably don't think she should have been locked up either, do you?
No, well, here's the thing. Look, these are two different. Again, this is two different cases,
as
you said.
They're actually very similar.
Mrs. Barty said a few stupid things, and she shouldn't have said them, Jeremy. And we all understand this at the end of the day. Giving her a 6-month sentence, I tell you why, and this is what pisses me off. If she's only getting a 6-month sentence because it's the fucking prick Harris, that's why. Because if it had been me or you or anybody fucking else, it wouldn't have been happening. That's why. And we all know that.
That's not true, by the way.
No, it's not true.
Lots of people have been locked up.
Ah, fuck's sake, lads. You know quite well if this was a normal Joe Soap, it wouldn't be fucking happening.
Why is it a normal Joe Soap? Yeah,
If she sent that message to me, right, she actually think if I went to the guard, she actually think that she'd be locked up for 6 months over that. They're making an example over because it was Harris, and that's the end of it.
Elizabeth, Jesus Christ. Do you want to get in on that? He's basically saying this sentence is totally over the top. She doesn't deserve it. She's not a threat to society. What do you say to that?
He does have a slight point when it comes to celebrities. People do take more notice, and I'll agree with him. If he would have been Joe Schmo, it probably wouldn't have gone this far. It might have been a suspended sentence. It might have been a fine.
Absolutely.
But because he's got money, then yeah, it probably did go a little farther and it was getting a little bit more gravitas because he's a celebrity. And celebrities have been hunted down before. I understand that. There have been celebrity stalkers that have actually hurt people. I know this. However, I don't think it's a bad thing for them to set a precedent using a celebrity.
Okay,
because honestly, the reason why we have the list that we do that you can't publish people's phone numbers if they're celebrities is because people did get, unfortunately, they passed away because they were hunted down.
Okay, but guys, that's just not true when you think about it. There are cases. I mean, you look at the your man Crotty, the soldier, Colin Crotty, who assaulted Natasha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, before that happened, Natasha was not known by anybody. She was just Natasha O'Brien from Limerick. She could have been anybody. That soldier, Colin Crotty, was absolutely nobody, not known. And they only became known when it came into the news
because of the case itself.
Because of the case. So that case. Was pursued. Carl Crotty was found guilty. So it's not just a case of you have to be famous to get justice in courts. Does court cases?
I'm not saying that, Jeremy. What I'm saying is, Jeremy, the reason why this girl, because there was a benchmark put out here today, or whenever the case was, yesterday? There was a benchmark put on it that, oh, fuck, listen, don't tell me I'm out to Simon Harris. This is the way I'm feeling, because here's the thing. Look, again, it shouldn't have happened. I agree with it. And I think everybody agrees with me on this. But, what I'm saying is, Jeremy, it sounds shitty, I know it does, but if it had been made to me by a normal Joe Soap, that's what I mean, just a normal person going about their normal lives, if that happened to me,
John,
it wouldn't have been
can
held
I tell
up.
You, if somebody sent you messages threatening you need a bullet in the head, you need a bullet in the head, if you went to the guards to complain about that, they would listen to you.
Of course they would, Jeremy, but what I'm saying is this is a different kind of show here because it's Simon Harris. They will listen to me, of course they will. But they'll give me options, as of course everybody else does, and they'll say, look, we can only do so much.
No, but hang on, hang on a second, John. When I decided after that message about the person saying my son gets kidnapped, We went to Irish Town Garda Station that day and presented the evidence to a detective, okay? No point did that detective say, you're not famous enough to pursue this case. What he said was, give me all the evidence and we will gather the evidence, we'll get your statements, we'll bring the person in for questioning, we'll arrest the person, bring them in for questioning, and then the file will be sent off to the DPP to consider whether or not it should be pursued in a court of law. At no point do they say, by the way, you're not famous enough. A serious crime is a serious crime.
What I'm saying is, Jeremy, I get that, and I keep going around in circles here. What I'm saying is, if it was just to a normal person, I'm going to say it again, it's because it's Simon Harris that girl was given the 6 months. Again, you asked me a question.
John, I'm going to ask you, Simon Harris, he's been a frontline politician for a number of years, he's been Taoiseach for a period of time, blah, 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 blah. Lots of people don't like him for whatever reason, okay?
Yeah.
But that still doesn't justify somebody sending a message saying, bullet, you need a bullet. A bullet in the head is what you need.
So, I said it to you already, Jerry, it should have never happened, but there's a warrant for 6 months sentence. No, it doesn't.
The law was broken, and the exact law that she broke from...
Of course it was. I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying here.
You're not listening. Okay, so the law that was broken, the law that was broken by my stalker, was the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act. So that was the law that she broke against me. Mm-hmm. So it's a non-fatal, because I wasn't killed.
Mm-hmm. You weren't told or killed,
That is the law. So a law was broken. The Simon Harris law that was broken, from what I can understand that Miss Barry broke, was the Harassment, Harmful Communications and Related Offences Act.
That's correct,
which is Coco's law. And we all know what Coco's law is. Yeah. We all know what happened to Nicole. We've spoken to her mother many, many
shocking.
Times.
I'll never forget it.
Shocking. Yeah. And that... Nicole, a life gone way too soon. That happened.
Absolutely.
That happened. But no, don't say fucking absolutely when on the other hand you're saying Miss Barry should be walking free.
Let him finish his sentence. That happened because of
Nicole getting... I've seen some of those messages she got. Some of the...
I've no doubt about that. I've seen it too. I remember the case well. I remember it very well. And it should never have happened again, Jeremy, as I keep saying. But what I'm saying is, Simon Harris... He is a frontline. He's the biggest guy in the world. But this doesn't work in 6 months in jail. She should have been given a fine and a 6 months sentence.
Can I just say to you, John, the next stage in this process? Okay, I'm not saying necessarily with this woman, Sandra Barry. Okay, but I'm talking about somebody starts spouting that sort of hatred.
The girls that sent abuse to Coco, to Nicole that time. Well, did they deserve anything?
I mean, they should have been. Look, that's disgusting. Look, I'm not disputing anybody's case here.
They all got away.
It's shocking.
They all got away scot-free, those people who sent Nicole those horrible messages. Now, hopefully, every morning when they wake up, she is in her thoughts and they realise what they have done. I hope they live a life
of course. But again,
to go back to Simon Harris, you obviously believe that when you're a politician like Simon Harris, this comes with the territory. Is that it?
Fucking sure to do. You know that. No. I didn't have to tell you that.
We shouldn't have to.
This happens. I can only imagine his inbox every week.
Okay, but my point is, there have been a couple of very high profile cases in the UK where somebody with a beef against a politician actually went through with it and actually killed the person stone dead. Two different politicians in the UK that somebody disagreed with, they actually killed them stone dead.
So what John is saying
is, that is the next step in this, John.
It is. But no, but
it's not really. Look, listen, guys, whatever. Here, now hold on there, Jim. There's a difference between saying something online and then fucking doing it, guys. Seriously,
yeah, but okay, but the girls that sent Nicole those vile messages, yeah, she was never physically harmed, okay?
I get that.
So what you're saying is it depends on who the target of the harassment
is.
That's exactly what he's saying.
But the thing about it is, Simon Harris got a few shitty messages, and this girl has got to get, he has asked an honest question, give me an honest answer. The way the judicial system, as I said to you already, is run in this country is absolutely fucking disgusting.
John, stay with me for a second.
Can I ask a question? Why did Jackie Fox, after what happened to Nicole, Nicole's mother Jackie, why did Jackie Fox pursue that vehemently?
Because she believes that's what killed her daughter.
Yeah, because she believes. So why did Jackie Fox?
I have no doubt about that, Jeremy. Don't keep implementing case after case. We're talking about this case, Simon Harris, and that's the thing, you're jumping from ship to ship, you're jumping all over the kip here.
Both of you should look for a second.
No, Jackie Fox fought tooth and nail.
I know she fucking did. Okay, that's enough.
I can't hear both of you. Let me bring in Jonathan.
Good afternoon, lads. Sorry, I can't come on. Now, Jerry, what happened to you was horrible. Like I said, it was over a space of time by an individual that's obviously sick in the head. From what I can gather now from just listening to you, as I haven't seen the messages, it's just a lot of hyperbole and wishful thinking from this woman. And, you know, hypotheticals. No actual threat was made to him. My problem is this, is how long before we turn into the likes of England, where they send more people to prison than Russia does for things they've said on Facebook for having an opinion? Is that the road we really want to go down in this country? Because that's what will happen if these things are allowed to go unchallenged. Yeah, what she said wasn't nice, but there's no actual threat there. There's no incitement to violence. So the judge is going to make an example out of this woman. So the rest of us will be afraid to talk going forward. To my mind, what happened in the Dáil the other day in the vote he had on full-term abortion up to 12 months, the 72 politicians have voted in favour of that. They should be held accountable. That's criminal shit as far as I'm concerned, because that's not what we were sold on when, you know, these people told us what was going to be what going forward as regards to abortion. Them politicians, to my mind, should be all dragged in front of a judge for incitement to violence on a level like that. Like I said, with the ladies, it wasn't nice. But I think this is just now to make us all afraid to say things on social media in case people get their feelings hurt. But again, like I said, Jeremy, what happened to you was very, very different than what happened in this case. Cheers, boys. Have a great show.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, I know you're annoyed over that message we played from Jonathan a while ago. You were saying during the break there that your case and the Simon Harris case are identical. They're actually not. And I'll tell you what's not identical. In your case, it was prolonged and sustained online harassment. It didn't just go on for 3 minutes. It went on for months on end.
But had that message, the one about hoping my son gets kidnapped and killed, yeah? Had that message been the first one that came in, that would have been enough to cross the line.
Okay, maybe so, yeah.
So,
but your case was different in that the online harassment was over a long time and very sustained. This was one moment of madness in this woman's life.
It only takes one moment of madness to change someone's life. It only takes a moment of madness to kill somebody, yeah?
Samantha, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Samantha?
Hi, guys. How are you all doing?
Good, thanks, Samantha. What did you want to say on this?
I just wanted to say, I actually think it's quite shameful for that woman to have that over her head now. And I have to say, I think if this was anybody else apart from him, she'd walked out of that court and that'd be the end of it, you know? But of course, because it's Simple Simon, this is why this is happening, I think. I'm also very sorry that that happened to you. Adrian, I didn't know you went through all that.
It was Jeremy who went through all that.
What he went through was awful.
You can't be sorry for what I went through on one case, and then on the other hand saying, well, Simon, because you obviously like me and you don't like Harris. So they're both...
No, I definitely don't like him, because I sent you in a WhatsApp there a while ago about four young ladies that were attacked by somebody that they allowed into the country. That same bastard is walking around the street. Those four girls have to suffer every day of their lives going forward because of this. So I wouldn't feel any bit sorry for Simon. No.
And why is that Simon's fault?
It's all their fault. It's not just one. It's the whole lot of them. The whole lot of them. They should all hang their head in shame. Each and every one of them. Now, I'm not saying what that woman done was right. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that shit. That's stupid. And I do think that woman must have been in a bad space in her head to do that. I don't think she did that willy-nilly. I'd say something's happened in her life that has affected her so badly, she felt that was the only thing she could do is that. And that's why she did it. I don't think she went out of her way to cause him any damage, any harm. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a few words over social media. Like, seriously?
Hang on for 1 second, Samantha. There's a few words. There's a few words, and then there is saying, you need a bullet. A bullet in the head you need. That's not just
it's
a few
just words.
It's
not like she's carrying a gun. It's not like she's going to shoot him. It's not like
The point I made a while ago is when people get away with making threats like that, saying somebody deserves a bullet in the head, the next step in that hatred of somebody is an actual bullet in the bloody head. That's what I'm trying to get across here.
I do understand that, and I hear you loud and clear, and I see where you're coming from with it too. But what I want just to be mindful of is this country is fucking fucked up completely because of the likes of him and the rest of them out there, right? She was probably very frustrated and angry about the situation. I wonder if she was on the show, could she explain, if you could get her on the show, to explain why she did that? I'd say you'd feel different about her.
Okay, so apparently she was annoyed over that report of the attempted kidnapping of a child in Balgadi by a foreigner. That was what triggered her. That was what she was annoyed about. And she decided to put all of the blame for that incident on Simon Harris and saying, bullet, you need a bullet. A bullet in the head is what you need. You've blood on your hands, you murderer. As if he was responsible for what happened in Balgadi that day.
No, he's not responsible. The whole lot of them are responsible. They're after allowing these animals into the country.
But,
they have
sorry,
fed
Suzanne.
Them, they have housed them, they have brought them into hospitals and looked after them,
sorry, Samantha,
while our own
Samantha,
are fucking waiting on lists.
The fact of the matter is that they all, as you described it, they all didn't get messages like this from this woman. Simon Harris got messages from this woman. He wasn't the Taoiseach at the time. He was the deputy leader of the country. The messages were targeted directly at him. And I hope somebody does something to your family is a very sinister thing to say to somebody.
And I agree with you. I do agree with you. That is sinister. But can we be mindful of where this woman was coming from that day? Nobody knows. Have they spoke to her? No, they fucking haven't. Has she got a chance to speak? No, she hasn't. She went to a court, the same court that allowed
Hang on, Samantha, she did get a chance to speak.
And they give a woman, a 6 months, a fucking woman, that has a few words on social media.
Samantha, do you think it is acceptable to make threats like, I hope somebody does something to your family? Do you think that that's fair game?
No, I don't. Just let me hear me out what I'm going to say. I do not agree with that. 100%, I do not agree with those words. I also don't agree that the woman hasn't had a chance to get on here and speak and say where that came from. That didn't come out of her head for
nothing.
She had her say in court.
She actually didn't give evidence in court.
And the other thing is, guys, if you've lived in Balgadi and you have to live over there in Balgadi where kids were getting kidnapped or nearly getting kidnapped, whatever the situation was, would you be fucking happy? I do, just what? Neither of you. Now, let's be honest about this.
Again, Samantha, there is a difference between being unhappy and saying, I hope somebody does something to your family directed at one specific individual politician.
What would you like me to say? Would you like me to say she should have said it to each and every one of them?
Well, no, not say it at all.
Every one of them. She should have aligned them all
Samantha, if you look at, and a couple of people are mentioning that poor child there, Harvey Morrison Sherris, who needlessly passed away. A lot of people blamed Harris on that. Now, I know the story fairly well, and that was a litany of mistakes. True, there wasn't just one person responsible.
No, but he did give a commitment back in 2017 as the Minister for Health.
And shame on him over that. The mother of Harvey Morrison Sherris herself said that she does not agree with targeting politicians with hate and threats. She said that. She is in a much better
position. That woman is a very, very good woman.
She is.
She has a beautiful heart. She's a very strong woman. And I'll tell you one thing, she's a better woman than I am, because I wouldn't be using words if that was my child, let me tell you. There'd be no word used. There'd be absolutely no word that that was my child.
Okay, so why weren't workers in the HSC, the doctors that were supposed to be looking after that case, why were they not included in all that vitriol? And I'm not saying, by the way, that Harris didn't deserve vitriol for that, but I'm saying it wasn't just down to one person.
Let me bring in one final call on this, and that's you, JP. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How's it going, lads?
Good, JP. What do you want to say on this?
I'm only after literally waking up there from a night shift. I caught the last bit of the show about this young lady. I have read it there in last night in the bed, or last night I was working, sorry. And what she gets? 6 months imprisonment for making basically a false allegation, if you want to put it. For starters, she couldn't spell for starters.
The court actually said that the reason the word bullet was spelled wrong was intentionally, so that it would get past online safety protocols. Had she spelled the word correctly?
Well, that's bullshit, because I wrote up on your comments there, bullet. B-U-L-L-E-T. I went bullet. So that didn't get taken down. That wasn't raised or do any red flags. So I just think that's bullshit for starters.
Okay, if you sent a message to us that said, Adrian Kennedy, you deserve a bullet in the head, that would go fairly quickly. That would disappear fairly quickly from social media, because the algorithms would pick it up as a direct threat. But if you spelt the word bullet deliberately wrong, it wouldn't be picked up. That's the point.
Beggar to differ. However, I've got a fucking a knife to my throat to get down the fucking stairs, and I got down the fucking stairs, and we done our things. We said, well, no more abuse on me than anything else. I also had text messages. These exact words, you come back here again, I'm going to fucking kill you. I went down to the Garda station, put in a statement, told them I had a little nip on my throat, that this woman is out to do harm. I got physically threatened with a knife right up to my fucking chin. Right up to my chin.
Okay, so you're saying that nothing was done about that, yet something has been done about messages sent to Simon Harris.
That's wrong.
Is that really your argument?
Yes. That's wrong.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Now, if I had a suit and tie on me and didn't turn up the court for the hearing, well, like, then what? Would she have gotten 6 months? I don't think so.
And nothing was done. That is disgraceful. That is unbelievable, actually. But let me go back to the point of this. These threats made against Simon Harris by this lady, Sandra Barry.
All of her previous convictions were what? Fucking driving
or late. Yes, yeah. No, my question to you is, you obviously don't believe a 6 month sentence is warranted here.
I don't think there's any one to warrant it whatsoever. I don't even think she shouldn't even be brought to court in the first place. Now, you look at...
Sorry to cut across you, JP. Do you believe it is acceptable for somebody to say things like, I hope somebody does something to your family online?
From a victim on the other side of that scale, that knowingly, that they wouldn't do shit. And you're fucking one of the politicians there, they were outside the houses, the protesters were, at the time, remember correctly, at the time. Now, that's intimidation. Now, that I don't agree on. I don't agree on it.
But you obviously believe it's okay to say whatever you like online then, do you?
I didn't say it was okay. No, just hear me out for a minute. I didn't say that, Adrian. I didn't say that. I'm just saying in this particular woman's case, she would have not followed through with it because she's talking over her arse, for starters.
But who knows that?
Who's Simon Harris going to believe? Is he going to believe a man or a woman that makes sense to out text messages, or who's not? The man's
okay,
not
so
kicked.
you don't believe that this case should ever have gone to court. You don't believe there was anything even particularly sinister or...
If I had went to court, maybe through it, a good slap on the wrist and say, look, the next time you're going to do it, you will be going to prison.
Okay, but she didn't deserve 6 months in prison in that case, as far as you're concerned. Thanks very much indeed for your call, JP. Let me bring in one final voice note from Samantha.
Hi, guys. Sorry, I can't come on. Sounds like really what they're looking for is a minority report type justice system whereby people can get jailed and get sentenced for, you know, just thinking something. Yeah, I don't condone what she said, but I think 6 months is way too long for what's going on. It'd be different if she was standing outside his house or making regular threats towards his family and kids. But in my mind, she posed a question. Same as, you know, the videos we saw of Enoch Burke asking Catherine Connolly what would she do if she was asked to go against her moral principles. This woman asked him a question. What would you do if this was one of your family? I don't see that as a threat to his kid. She didn't threaten to kill him. I think it's completely different if she were making threats to harm specifically his kids or family. Yeah, I think 6 months is a bit harsh. I'm not saying don't punish her. You know, maybe get her involved in some schemes with regards to online bullying and the effect it takes on mental health. But yeah, to jail someone for 6 months for that, I think, yeah, it's too harsh.
All right, Samantha, thanks
and
very
again,
much.
And again, I'd say to Samantha, and I don't want it to come back to myself again, but I'd say if you listened to the start of the podcast and you heard the message that was sent to me, my stalker never directly
threatened your child,
but said, and I'll read it again, maybe you want to watch your son that he doesn't get kidnapped and killed. Do you believe that woman deserved 6 months?
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.